Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I know what you're thinking. If it's not a one of the networks signing off at midnight, some of you may remember that, it must be Jim Blasingame's show on the 4th of July, because who else plays the Star Spangled Banner like that, right? You'd be correct. It'd be the second one, not the first one. Some of you may remember when networks actually signed off and they played the national anthem, at least at the end, maybe at the beginning too, but I remember those days. Welcome back. It's almost 36 after now, after playing the Star Spangled Banner for a minute and 20 seconds. What a great song that is, that flourish there. Oh, say does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave. When they play that part, doesn't that give you a tingle up your back? Doesn't it just make you proud to be an American? And that's how it makes me feel. And God help me if I ever don't get that tingle when I hear that song. Somebody who I believe knows a little bit about that tingle is our good friend Dennis Pogue. Dennis is joining us. He's Vice President for Preservation at Mount Vernon, ladies and gentlemen. What a great gig he's got. And he's here. He joins us today on the 4th of July, as he has many other times, to talk to us about the history of America and the father of America, George Washington. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. What about that tingle, Dennis? Did you get it when they played that flourish there in the song?
Well, absolutely. And last night, I'm here in Iowa City, and they had the fireworks last night. It was great to see the fireworks and hear that music as well.
Yeah, is there something about it? As I said, I don't even want to think about what would be going on if I don't feel that tingle when I hear that song. Dennis, thanks again for joining us. And I know you're traveling today, but I appreciate you working it out. Talk to us a little bit about what 4th of July means to you.
Well, of course, it's the best day of the year. And at Mount Vernon, you know, we really try to celebrate it and make it come alive to folks. We always have a lot of great events there, but the most important thing is we have a naturalization ceremony there for 100 folks.
Talk to us. Tell us what goes on there. Folks, this is when, I know you probably know what this means, but this is when people, we got newly minted citizens, right, Dennis?
That's absolutely correct. And they're ones who, you know, really want to be part of this country. You know, you and I were born into it, and of course we appreciate it, but they really appreciate it. They work hard, and this is their opportunity to have their moment in the sun, and what better place to take that ceremony and get sworn in than on the grounds of Mount Vernon.
How are they chosen to be in that group?
Well, I think it's just kind of, it's the people in this area, and we work with the naturalization people, and it's kind of luck of the draw. But once they find out, I think they're pretty excited about the specialness of the location.
Right. So on the 4th of July, how many people will be sworn in as citizens today?
We'll have 100 folks who will do the ceremony
wow.
today.
Wow. That'd be worth going just to see that. Can you imagine, folks, just imagine imagine how big a grin these people will have. Maybe even some tears, Dennis.
Yeah.
You've seen this happen. You've seen it before. I bet the smiles and the tears are from ear to ear, aren't they?
Well, they are, and of course, families are there with them.
Yeah.
And so it's a real special time. And we have daytime fireworks and, you know, other kinds of things going on. It's fun for the whole family, but for me, that's certainly the highlight of the day.
Yeah. You know, the America is unique in compared to a lot of countries. You know, we don't have walls to keep people in. We have walls to if we have a problem, it's keeping people out. Keeping them from coming in. People want to come to America, and I think that says it all about America. Dennis, is it mountvernon.org? Is that it?
It is mountvernon.org.
MOUNT Vernon.org. So check it out, folks. We come back. Dennis has a new book. And it might surprise you, the topic of the book. It's not, what part of it won't surprise you? It is about George Washington, but the other part of the book might surprise you a little bit. And we're going to talk about that and our nation's founding father, George Washington. After these messages, happy 4th of July. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.